Are you sitting comfortably?
In these studio chairs?
Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a wise old Easter bunny.
Hippity hoppity, Easter bunnies.
That bunny sounds familiar.
Just listen.
Sorry.
And the wise old bunny went around the Cambridge Breakfast Garden, leaving Easter eggs for all of our listeners.
All of them?
And our listeners heard the clues, and one lucky winner gets a special prize.
And when is this happening?
All this week on Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays from 7.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And Lucy, does everyone live happily ever after?
Of course they do. 9:10 at the start of each month, we are joined in the studio by Nicola Foley, editor of the Cambridge Edition. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
Good
Thanks
to
for
see
having
you.
Me.
Pleasure, pleasure. I have to just say, so I was explaining to you that Lee's here because Julian's in Vegas apparently working, but you now prove the fact that he is actually working because your colleagues are also possibly at
this. I can verify that that's a genuine event and it's not just a big jolly.
Or everybody's not working.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
Such cynicism, aren't I?
Right, okay, I'm definitely feeling the impression that Cambridge has awoken from its hibernation. Yep. April is packed with things to do. Easter next weekend, which has come, I have to say, 1 week sooner than I was expecting it to. So tell us a few things, what's going on for Easter in Cambridge that friends and families can do.
Yep, so one that I wanted to flag up is there's an open-air cinema screening at Wandlebury Country Park, and that's hosted by Star and Mouse, who do these lovely kind of vintage-inspired cinema events, and there's deck chairs and fairy lights.
Beautiful.
And live food and live music.
They do that all throughout the summer?
They do,
And what's the film?
So the film this time around is A Star is Born, and that's on the 20th, so the Saturday of the Easter weekend.
The current Star is Born.
The Lady Gaga Star is Born. So you might need to pack a blanket for that one, but hopefully we'll get a nice sunny Easter weekend. And there's a few nice family events happening at Wimpole Hall and Anglesey Abbey, as well as an Easter egg trail at the Botanic Gardens. So I'd recommend checking those ones out if you've got kids in tow. So that's some nice kind of wholesome family fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the other end of the spectrum, Wonky Disco returns on Easter Sunday, which is this big, colourful rooftop party at Lola Lowe's. And it's got a bit of a cult following in the city. And it runs kind of throughout the afternoon and into the evening. So if you fancy a dance and a cocktail, you don't have any family lunches or anything to be at on Easter Sunday.
Or you had to fill up those.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe check that one out.
Is there a rooftop at Lola Lowe's?
There
don't
is
know.
Indeed, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's where all the smokers get kicked up to there, don't they?
Yeah, it's always good fun and they decorate it nicely and there's kind of a tropical, glittery vibe.
Beautiful. Excellent. Good, good stuff. And we were also looking a little bit ahead because the beginning of May, it is the fantastic Eat Cambridge Festival weekend.
Yep.
And we know that booking for some of the events is now open. So tell us a little bit about the festival and just some of the things that have particularly got your interest.
Yeah, so we're already getting excited about this one. It kicks off on the 11th of May. And for anyone not familiar with the event, it's a huge kind of celebration of Cambridge's food and drink scene. So it begins with a big foodie market at the Guildhall on the 11th, and then it goes into a fortnight of fringe events. So that's everything from pop-ups to supper clubs to street food markets and wine tastings and things like that. And there's a few that have caught my eye on the fringe programme. So you can have a 7-course tasting menu on a bus with...
Which is this?
La Latina.
Oh, I've been there. That's lovely.
I'm yet to go.
Yeah, it's really, really good stuff. And there's also a nighttime street food market with Food Park. So lots of amazing street food. And they're screening the film Chef, which is a great film. And it's very apt because it's about a guy that starts a street food truck.
Yeah.
And there's a party over at Wild Sky Brewery in Linton. And they've got tapas and live music and great craft beer. So I think that one looks like a lot of fun as well. And as you said, a lot of these are already open for booking. So if you head to the Eat Cambridge website, you can see what tickles your fancy.
Fantastic. A lot of these, I imagine, are super popular. I think the one that the food park guys do, the night market, that one is always pretty much a bit of a sellout. So if you do fancy that one...
Get in early.
Are you finding that each year there's more and more things signing up for the Eat Cambridge Festival?
Yeah, I think so. There's definitely more and more diversity on the programme every year. And it's really interesting. It's a good representation, I think, of just how far Cambridge's food scene has come. And you might not realise it to look at it now, but when we started the magazine 8 years ago, there was barely anything to write about on the food and drink front. It was pretty dismal. But now, yeah, there's new openings popping up all the time, and the festival's a really great time to explore.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an absolute explosion. I've noticed, because I live in, I work in town, just all the foodie pop-ups on the market now, yeah, on alternative days of the week. It's really interesting. It smells amazing over there every lunchtime.
Lots of temptation.
Yeah. I think Cambridge is getting a really good reputation for this kind of thing, isn't it?
Really good, really good. What else have we got coming up? Did you, you mentioned something about something in the, if we move away from food slightly, let's go directly into art world,
yes,
shall we?
Collusion 2019, and I'm going to try my best to explain this
one.
So it's a public art exhibition which is going to take place in the outside area, outside Cambridge Junction. And the idea is that it uses art to explore our relationship with technology. So it does this through a series of big interactive, immersive art installations, and it's exploring concepts like augmented reality and artificial intelligence. So these big art installations are housed within pavilions, and they've been working with local artists, but also some big Cambridge tech firms like Arm and Cambridge Consultants. So it's free to look around, and it just sounds quite intriguing.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I've had a heads up on what some of the installations are going to be, and they sound quite impressive and definitely worth a look.
So when's that?
That's the the 12th to the 22nd of April.
Interesting. That's very Cambridge.
Very Cambridge.
The melding of art and tech.
Yeah.
Like it, like it. And you're telling me that there's a new roastery for Hot Numbers?
Yep, that's right. They're continuing on their quest for world domination. So they've opened, they're, actually it hasn't quite opened yet, but it's a new roastery and cafe, and I believe that's supposed to open its doors tomorrow.
So this is going to be their third
outpost in the city. Yep.
In the city.
Well, it will actually be out near Royston, but it's this huge, sleek, stylish space, and you'll be able to watch the roasters in action and see what goes into making a cup of their coffee. So quite interesting for any coffee geeks. And they'll be having events there in the future and nice food and things too, so I can see that one becoming a bit of a must visit.
I don't know if I'm right, but Hot Numbers, I feel, really were ahead of the curve a little bit.
Absolutely.
Here at least.
Yep.
With really doing, you want proper coffee, we're going to do it properly, and then also we're going to open up our space in the evening,
yeah,
we're going to get some local musicians in, and we're going to get one of the best food trucks to park outside, and we're just going to do it all under one, yeah, roof. And I really think they were some of the...
They really led the way.
They led the way on how Cambridge is now just like a little bit spoilt for choice, but that's a good
Absolutely,
thing.
Absolutely, definitely.
So this is out near Royston, is it?
Yeah, out near Royston.
Roasting in Royston.
Yeah.
Roasting in Royston.
I hope they call it that.
They can have that, Lee, can they?
Yeah, they can have that. That's the second one I've given away today.
Fantastic stuff. Anything else coming up?
So Record Store Day is on the 13th of April, and I'm sure any kind of vinyl lovers in the city will already be familiar with this event. It's a big celebration of records and the culture of record shops, and you can pick up rare releases and early releases and special editions. And I think it was started by independent record shops about 10 years ago. It was a kind of rallying cry to get people excited about the format, and it's turned into this really big thing. And basically the place to be in Cambridge is Relevant Records on Mill Road.
Brilliant.
And they go all out, and they have people queuing out the door from about 6 a.m. and there's always a really fun atmosphere and people drinking and live music. So you can go to the Record Store Day website and see what's going to be available to buy and maybe pick up a collectible, or you can just go out and hang out and enjoy the vibe.
Really get see Relevant Record, another one, did some coffee,
yes,
but they also said, no, we're going to sell loads of music and get some local musicians in as well.
And Record Store Day, you're right, it's massive for it. I think they actually start queuing earlier than that.
Possibly.
It's like 4 or 5 o'clock. And you get given a little token to go in because there's so
many
people.
Yeah, they've got a ticketed system. It's very organised.
Brilliant. Well, that is fantastic stuff. Very much thank you for coming in and telling us all about these brilliant things that are going on. The new edition is out. Mm-hmm. We can find that all around town.
Yep, shopping centres, so the Lion Yard, Grand Arcade, train stations, Park and Ride, and hundreds of cafes and shops around the city.
Brilliant. So the new one's out, but in the world of publishing, are you already on to the next
one? We're deep into working on the May issue already, and that's looking like a good one. That's our 100th issue, so quite an exciting one for us. And we've got a roundup of the best music festivals. We've got news on Watch Out Festival at the Junction, Cambridge Fringe Festival, which is a comedy festival, Wimpole History Festival. So May's a good month. It's when things start really hotting up for summer.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Nicola. Thanks
for
popping
in. Cambridge 105 Radio.